The Registrar of the Medical and Dental Council, Dr. Ellis Achupi, says Dr. Gabasa's medical license will be revoked based on a number of reasons. He said conviction is one of the bases, so the council began the process pending the final determination of the case. Dr. Achupi further explains the basis for the revocation of licenses.
There is a process that needs to be gone through with the disciplinary committee. There are specific things that go to the disciplinary committee. Either a complaint is received and it goes through the penal cases process, and then the case is referred, or there is a conviction of a practitioner. In his case, he's been convicted, and therefore it is a prima facie case for the disciplinary process to take place. So that one will go immediately to the disciplinary committee, and the disciplinary committee will determine that.
How long does it take for the process to be exhausted?
It wouldn't be too long. Because once we have gotten this information that a practitioner has been convicted, we refer the case to the council solicitors, and then we go through a process as spelled out in the second schedule, that is section 44, which has been saved by the Health Profession Council Regulatory Bodies Act 2013 at 857. But apparently the original section is in the NRCD 91 of 1972, but that has been saved in the Health Profession Council Regulatory Bodies Act 2013 at 857.
Registrar at Medical and Dental Council, Dr. Ellis Achupi, a senior lecturer at the Ghana School of Law, Moses Fu Amwining, says the 25-year sentence handed to Dr. Ali Gabas is fair. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said a lot of things were considered before the verdict was arrived at. Mr. Fu Amwining said those who have held contrary views are entitled to them, but the law must reign supreme. He said the appeal being considered by Dr. Gabas's counsel will not be
25 years is good enough. You don't want to destroy the life of an individual simply because he gets into a difficulty of this nature. So I think 25 years looks fair enough.
For we lay persons, we want some explanation as to how come he has been acquitted and discharged on the second count of unnatural carnal knowledge and still be found guilty of defiling a 16-year-old boy.
Defiling, in those offense of unnatural carnal knowledge, you need to prove certain elements. And it is obvious, I didn't follow the trial extensively, but it would seem to me as if the evidence in order to prove that there was carnal knowledge, an unnatural one, would be through the anus, which is exactly what the man was supposed to have done. You needed to have witnesses to testify that this is exactly what happened, or you needed some medical evidence. And it would seem to me that they were not able to meet that standard. And don't forget that in any criminal trial, you just prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and any doubts will be resolved in favor of the accused person. So basically, that's what happened. And when it comes to defilement, probably looks like even a strict liability offense. That is, once you prove the age of the child and that some sexual contact was had without his consent, then the offense of defilement has been proven. So that's easier to prove as compared to the offense of unnatural carnal knowledge.
His lawyers have given the indication that they would appeal the sentence in a higher court. Can you assess their chances?
You've got to be able to indicate to the appellate court the reasons why you think that the sentence is too harsh. But I think that they might be well advised not to do it, because for all you know, the appellate court might also decide that 25 years is not enough, because for a man of his standing, especially being a medical doctor, he should have known better, and that the child has been destroyed, probably for life. And I think if I were their lawyers, I would not do it, because for all you know, they might even increase the sentence.
Senior lecturer at Ghana School of Law, Moses Fu Amwining. Human rights lawyer and counsel for the victim, Francis Xavier Susu, has expressed relief at the sentence. He said it is good news for his clients and family. According to him, justice has been served and the law has triumphed. Mr. Susu told Radio Ghana that he is prepared to meet Dr. Gabas and his counsel in court when they file an appeal at a higher court.
We are lawyers holding watching briefs for and on behalf of the victim. Once he has been convicted, it is between him and the state. If they are willing to appeal, it is within their right to appeal. And I believe that the state prosecutors would equally meet them on appeal. From my own observation throughout the trial and being part of that trial and seeing the kind of overwhelming evidence that was adduced against him, I just have my doubt if they would be successful on appeal. Perhaps they may be able to bring out sufficient evidence to maybe reduce the sentence that was handed over to him, but I doubt if they could do anything about the conviction because there was overwhelming evidence against him at the trial. And even for the sentence, I have my own doubts because I believe that when there is such amount or such magnitude of evidence against you, what is required of you as an accused person is to be remorseful and to actually assure the court that you have learned from your mistake and that you will try not to repeat such an act again.